It's the good stuff, indeed. We've got a lot of good things. I've got a new year. We're still talking about the new year. You know, it is 2026. This is by William Arthur Ward, so stay tuned. That's coming up. And from everyone at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota, Happy New Year. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of our Western heritage. I like that message.
Well, somewhere you're getting some winter and you're sitting down thinking, what am I going to do for a vacation next year or this year now, I guess? Well, I'm going to give you a website. Go to visitvalentine.com. Check out the waterfalls. Check out the river. Check out the lake. Check out the fabulous golf. Or maybe if you want to make it down here before that, February 14th is Valentine's Day and the 25th annual Bull Bash. And of course, we'll have Old West Days and Cowboy Poetry Gathering in the last Saturday of April. Lots of things going on. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com.
And as promised, a new year, William Arthur Ward. Another fresh year is here, another year to live, to banish worry, doubt, and fear, to love and laugh and give. This bright new year is given to me to live each day with zest, to daily grow and try to be my highest and my best. I have the opportunity once more to right some wrongs, to pray for peace, to plant a tree, and sing some joyful songs. William Arthur Ward. I thought that was great. And let's talk about ranching. If you're going to talk about the ranching world, you really need to be including Tri-State Livestock News in that conversation. If you're going to dive into the heart of everything agriculture, that's your source. They're dependable. They're accountable. And they come out every week with fresh new information. Make sure you check them out. Go to tsln.com. You know, tristatelivestocknews.com. It's what ranchers read.
Have you ever thought what it would be like if a dog were your teacher?
You know, I think I've learned a few things already from my dog.
Well, you would learn stuff like, when loved ones come home, always run to greet them. Allow the experience of fresh air and the wind in your face to be pure ecstasy. When it's in your best interest, practice obedience. And if a dog were your teacher, take naps and stretch before rising. Thrive on attention and let others touch you. Run, romp, and play daily. If a dog were a teacher, avoid biting when a simple growl will do. When you're happy, dance around and wag your entire body. On hot days, lay down and rest. No matter how often you're scolded, don't buy into the guilt thing and pout. Run right back and make friends again. If a dog were your teacher, eat with gusto and enthusiasm. Stop when you've had enough. Now, we could probably learn something there. And if a dog were your teacher, be loyal. Never pretend to be something you're not. And when someone is having a bad day, just jump in their arms and bring a happy smile. I don't know the author on that, but it was in our file of good stuff, and I thought maybe that'd be a good one for a Monday for you.
Sure sounds like it fits. Should we talk a little bit about Murphy's Law? Is it too early in the year?
Oh, no, they're always kind of fun.
Well, okay, now these are a specific topic. Murphy's Law of Technology and the Internet.
And the Internet.
Yeah.
The inter-wide web.
There you go. Here's one of the laws. Technology is dominated by those who manage what they do not understand.
How true is that?
Well, that's what it feels like sometimes. If builders built buildings the way programmers wrote programs, then the first woodpecker that came along would destroy civilization.
Not too far off the mark, I
think. That's true. Oh, man. Nothing ever gets built on schedule or within budget when you're talking technology and the internet. Of course, that kind of hits true on a lot of points.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here's another technology law, according to Murphy. All's well that ends. Period.
Yes. Okay.
A meeting is an event at which minutes are kept and hours are lost.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard that before.
I heard that just the other day somewhere. Yeah.
Really? Well, I think it's very good. I think we need to quote it perhaps later in the year as well. Here's a technology law, according to Murphy. The first myth of management is that it exists. A failure will not appear until a unit has passed final inspection.
True. That's when they show up.
Yes. New systems generate new problems. Amen to that one. Any given program, when running, is obsolete.
It's already obsolete when it hits the shelf, right?
Yep. Technology law. This is Murphy's technology law. A computer makes as many mistakes in 2 seconds as 20 men working 20 years make. So we've gotten extremely more efficient.
And that's the good stuff.